This Saturday, February 28th, the Cincinnati Art Museum opens The Total Look, the creative collaboration between Rudy Gernreich, Peggy Moffitt, and William Claxton. In 1964, fashion designer Gernreich, well, his topless bathing suit established him as one of the most original and prophetic fashion designers of the 20th century. And here to tell us about the exhibit and the other two names in the exhibit's title is Chief Curator Cynthia Amnais. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks so much, Robin.
Well, I have to tell you just a little personal story. I was living in East Lansing, Michigan with my family. I think it was in between third and fourth grade, and our Life magazine arrived, and I snuck it outside to look at that picture of
yes.
the topless bathing suit.
Made quite the impact, didn't it?
Oh, my goodness. I'll never forget that. So I was so excited to hear about this exhibit. I don't think the picture in Life, it was a little more covered up.
Yes, it was.
So who is Rudy Gernreich?
I'm very excited about this exhibition because Rudy Gernreich is a very important American designer who really has fallen into obscurity. He was so far ahead of his time when he was designing, and it's just unfortunate that people don't know who he is. So I'm really excited to bring this exhibition to Cincinnati. It's been a project that I've been interested actually in organizing myself for quite some time, and then when I saw that this exhibition was traveling, I said, we have to take this.
Why was his work so influential? I mean, if you think about what everybody was wearing in the 50s,
right.
very restrictive clothing, very feminine, I mean, the
right.
skirts, the shirt waists, the petticoats, the girdles, the whole bit.
Exactly.
So when did he first start showing his clothes, or when did his career start to take off?
Well, Rudy really started designing in the late 1940s. We know that Christian Dior kind of put women back into their corsets and their girdles with his new look in 1947. And what was revolutionary about what Rudy was doing is he actually started designing swimwear. That was his first avenue. What he did was he took all of the structure out of swimsuits. So if you look at ads from that period, which are so great for swimwear, they all talk about the structure, like this is going to make you look great because it has this wonderful structure in it. And he stripped all of the structure, all the internal brassiere, all of that out of swimwear. And so it was revolutionary. And people were aghast that swimwear was not so modest. He was creating swimwear that was not as modest. And from there, he started to then pare away at the swimsuits. So he would cut out the sides, for instance, and create what he called cutouts or portals. And then he began to incorporate that into his garments. He was working with wool knit manufacturers, and he would create these just simple sheath dresses. He was not about pushing construction or creating a new silhouette. He really wanted to create very functional, practical clothing for women. And really, his idea was to free women's bodies, to take out all of the structure, allow them to not have to wear a brassiere with their garment, and really free women's bodies in their clothing.
Did he have an influence then on, let's say, affordable ready-to-wear as a result?
Absolutely. He actually had two lines. He had his lower-end kind of ready-to-wear line, and then he had a higher-end that had his specific Rudy Gernreich label in it. And the low-end things were $100 or less. I mean, he really was, again, very interested in kind of the democracy of fashion and making fashionable clothing and good design available to everyone.
The other two names in the exhibit, I really want you to talk about Peggy Moffitt and William Claxton, who were married.
Yes.
And I'll let you tell the rest of the story.
All right. Well, Peggy Moffitt became Rudy's primary model and really was his muse. They had an unbelievable connection. They just synced in terms of what they thought, in terms of design. She would, for instance, create makeup that was totally independent of the collection, and then he'd come in with the clothes and it would fit perfectly. The idea of this collaboration in this show really is about the collaboration of Rudy, of Peggy, who was his model, and really had a background in drama, and so she animated his clothing through her amazing modeling, these crazy poses that she did that just wasn't being done in modeling at that time. And then William Claxton, her husband, who actually is known as a photographer of jazz greats, but did photography of Peggy and Rudy's clothes. And in the exhibition, we will also be showing photography by William Claxton. So it's all of the three of them together that really create what you'll see in this exhibition.
And tell us a little bit about the specifics of the exhibition, of what we will see when we go.
There are about 60 of the pieces that are in the exhibition, 60 garments that are in the exhibition, are from Peggy Moffitt's collection. So Peggy still lives in L.A., and she has an amazing collection of pieces that she modeled and samples that Rudy gave her. So this is a selection from her collection. So that was one of the reasons, too, that I wanted to take this specific exhibition, because it's from her. So it's really representative of his entire body of work, from his very early work. The earliest piece in the exhibition is from 1955 and goes right up until he finishes designing. He finished in 1981, but we have things into the 1970s. We also see, as I said, photographs by William Claxton of Peggy in his clothes. There's also a very important video, actually the very first fashion video that was created by William Claxton in 1967 with Peggy and a couple of other models in the video in Rudy's clothes. So that, to me, is a really important part of this exhibition as well, is to see, again, what they were doing that was very avant-garde in this period.
Kind of brings it to life.
Right. So the other thing that we have added into this exhibition at this particular venue are a number of photographs that focus on Vidal Sassoon. Because for me, Sassoon was such an important part of Rudy's look as well. He created those amazing geometric hairstyles in the 1960s and cut Peggy's hair as well as Rudy's other models' hair. And so we've added that element into the exhibition. So I'm excited to be able to include Vidal into this look at the total look.
The video, will there be a special screening, or is that something everyone can see when they visit?
Everyone can see that when they come. It's about 9 minutes long, so it's just built right into the exhibition.
How many pieces or ensembles of the actual clothing are in the exhibit?
Well, they're actually just under 70, because there are 60 pieces from Peggy's collection, and then we've added some pieces from our permanent collection, including a very early pair of shoes from 1959 from our collection, and also Rudy's No Bra Bra, which he created also in 1964.
It is really a treat for Cincinnati, because this exhibit isn't being toured all over the country.
No, it's not. It originated at Museum of Contemporary Art in L.A., and then it did go to Savannah College of Art and Design, but then kind of went back to Peggy's closet, and then we revived it again. So,
any chance she's coming?
Unfortunately, no. I had a wonderful conversation with Peggy a couple weeks ago, but she just has some health issues that prevent her from traveling.
Right. So she's into her 80s now?
I think she's in her very late 70s.
I was curious, too. You've done a number of fashion-focused exhibits. Right. I wanted to mention your book, which is called A Separate Sphere, Dressmakers in Cincinnati's Golden Age from 1877 to 1922. Congratulations on by the way. That was a wonderful exhibit.
Thank you.
Do you think that this is something that Cincinnati Art Museum is going to make a commitment to regularly bring fashion forward as art?
Oh, absolutely. And we have continued to do that. We did A Separate Sphere in 2003. We've done some other big exhibitions. We did Wedded Perfection, 200 years of wedding dresses in 2010. And right after that, we did an Art Deco exhibition, which focused on dresses and was a multimedia show. So absolutely, we have another fashion exhibition coming up in the fall. So
wow.
Yeah, so.
Can't talk about that yet?
No, not
we'll
quite.
We'll have you back. Do you have a favorite piece in this exhibit?
There is actually a great little dress. It's probably not a dress that most people would notice in the exhibition, but it's interesting to me because one of the things that Rudy did with a lot of his garments was they were very graphic. They were very colorful, and he used a lot of geometrics. So you'll see dots and stripes and checks all combined into one garment. And this little mini dress, it looks to me like he was at the knitting mill looking at all of the leftovers, the pieces left from other garments, and he picked them all up, he cut them into squares, and stitched them all together, almost like a little block quilt, and made a little dress out of it. So it's just so fun. And it's just a simple little high-waisted, full little skirt with a little red belt. And the whole dress is black and white geometry, but it's just this idea of you can just see him working, see him gathering ideas from just being around fabrics and around the mill. So it's a fun little piece.
I've been speaking with Cynthia Amneas. She's author of A Separate Sphere, Dressmakers in Cincinnati's Golden Age, 1877 to 1922, and the chief curator at the Cincinnati Art Museum. And we've been talking about the upcoming exhibition, which opens this Saturday, February 28th, The Total Look, the creative collaboration between Rudy Gernreich, Peggy Moffat, and William Claxton, and it runs through May 24th. For more information about this exhibit and all things at the Cincinnati Art Museum, just go to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Robin Carey-Allgaier.